Everybody knows by now that Whitney Houston died yesterday, Saturday, February 11th, 2012. Poor thing. We were watching TV or I don't know what we were doing last night, but my partner said, Whitney Houston died, and I was like, what? And then we quickly, of course, got on the computer and started reading things and finding out that she was found in the Beverly Hills Hotel and all. And while it's sad that, you know, she died so young, you could kind of have predicted this, right? I mean, you couldn't see that it was coming. Another sad part was that the minute that I hear that Whitney Houston's died, I'm jumping around saying, get off the computer, let me do something, I need to do something. So I quickly go to the Dubious Intent Plus website and get their phone number and call to call in the Celebrity Death Watch because I want to be the first person to report that Whitney Houston has died. Come to find out later, after I looked on Twitter and checked out other things, we were about an hour late on that, so I am sure somebody else called them first and reported the death. But back to Whitney Houston. She certainly did have lots of good hits and a great voice, and she was an actress there for a while. But in these later years, things were not the same. She was doing the drugs and the alcohol and all that stuff. And I mean, as I said, you could see it coming. It's just sad, poor thing. But I kind of think that the producers of the Grammys, in a little way, are cheering. Because what better way to boost your ratings on the night of the Grammy? I know this is terrible, this is so morbid, but think about them for just a second saying, oh my God, what a great way to boost the ratings of the Grammys by having a major singer die the day before the Grammys air on TV. It's just like, oh my God, what a great way to boost the ratings. Because you know everyone's going to be watching the Grammys tonight. The Grammys are coming on in about 45 minutes. And of course, I'm going to be watching too. My partner was very upset because he says now this is going to upstage Diana Ross's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that tonight on the Grammys. Because, you know, he loves Diana Ross. And he was like, oh, well, this just ruins it for Diana because now everybody's going to be talking about Whitney and there'll be tributes to Whitney and so forth. And I'm like, well, she's dead. What do you expect? I mean, poor thing. It's just so tragic, these people who are dying, you know, at an early age. Well, I say early age, she was 48, and that is definitely young in terms of lifespan. She was my age. Well, I'll be 48 in May, but it's like, oh my gosh. But I was thinking back to some of the songs, because, of course, on iTunes, she has now got the number one song spot and the number one album spot because everyone's purchasing her music overnight, and that's a great thing for Bobby Christina, because she'll have the money to... I'm sure they had plenty of money anyway, but... Well, maybe she smoked it all. I don't know. But the... what was I saying? I forget what I was saying. Oh, I was thinking back to the music that I had been... that I had purchased from Whitney Houston. And 2 years ago, when she had her semi-comeback, when she did Million Dollar... What was it called? Million Dollar Baby or Million Dollar Bill or something like that. I actually liked that song enough that I purchased it on iTunes, and, oops, I'm spelling this wrong. I'm trying to look up on iTunes what my songs of Whitney Houston are. Whitney, there we go. I only have four from her. Million Dollar Bill, I'm Every Woman. I guess I have two versions of I'm Every Woman, and It's Not Right, But It's Okay. And I've only played them, I've played Million Dollar Bill 11 times. You know, I like that feature on iTunes where you can, choose to show how many times you played the song. Anyway, I do love that song. And last night I was playing that in my own little tribute to Whitney Houston and blasting it pretty loud. And of course, I keep saying, of course, I got to stop doing that. When we got up this morning, everything on the news was Whitney Houston. And all day today, well, actually at one of the wineries we went to, the lady who was pouring for us, I made some reference to Whitney Houston. She's like, what? And I said, Whitney Houston died yesterday. And she's like, what? She had no clue. I guess that surprises me because in this age of instant media and instant news, how can you not be aware that someone like Whitney Houston died? I mean, that just, you know, boggles my mind that someone is not aware of, you know, somebody that major dying and it being all over the news. I don't know. Enough about Whitney Houston. Poor thing. Of course, I'll be watching the Oscars. the Grammys tonight to see what tributes are paid to her and how they portray her. I'm sure it'll all be in the best light. There'll be no discussion of her drug use or her troubled life and so forth. But we'll see. In other news, I haven't podcasted since I think it was last week. It may have been even last Tuesday, I think. Yeah, it was last Tuesday when I was talking about the unconstitutional ruling of Prop 8. Since then, Rick Santorum has won three. Because that was Tuesday night. He won all three of the primary / caucuses from last Tuesday night, which I was just so happy to hear because I was thinking like, okay, good. This is going to continue on and on and on. Over the weekend, Mitt Romney won the CPAC straw poll with 38% of the vote, and he also won the caucus in Maine. And while people were hailing that as two more victories for Mitt Romney, you have to really look at the numbers, because in Maine alone, only 6,000 people voted in that caucus. And he only won with, what, 40% of the vote or something like that? Maybe it was 50% of the vote. But only 6,000 people came out to vote. I think that is something that people are forgetting to look at. The amount of people, in terms of Republicans, who are coming out to vote in these primaries and caucuses, the numbers are way down this year as compared to 2008. Republicans are staying home, and I think that's significant. I think they're also going to stay home at the general election, which I hope they do. But I don't think people are saying anything about it. I did see one thing on Huffington Post about the whole 6,000 votes in Maine, saying how insignificant that is considering the size of the state, even though their overall population is only like, what is it, 3 million or something like that? Let's look that up. Population of Maine. It's only 1 million. That's interesting. Population of Maine is 1,318,301 people as of July 2009. Okay, so that's probably up a little bit since 2009. But only 6,000 Republicans came out to do the caucuses on Saturday. Not a significant number. Not enough for, a huge victory for Mitt Romney. So I don't know what they're getting all excited about. And I wish more news organizations would look into the numbers of people who are coming out to vote in these things. The amount of Republicans is just way down, period. So anyway, enough about that. I think we're coming into a little bit of a quiet time for the elections because we don't have a debate, and I think until the 22nd of this month, and then I don't think there's another caucus or primary for a while. I should look that up. Primary. I know people hate when I look at these things. Primary schedule when I'm doing these things on the computer live. The next one is, we're not until the 28th. Arizona and Michigan will be on the February 28th. So we've got like 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks before the next primary. They're both primaries in Michigan and Arizona. So we're into a quiet time here. Not much to talk about with the politics then. And actually, I really did not have a list this time. I was just going to talk about Whitney Houston and what's been happening in the election news. This week is going to be an extremely busy week for me. I've got something every day this week, so I'm not sure if I'll be podcasting every day or not, or even again this week. We will see. In any case, I hope you all had a wonderful weekend and that you have a wonderful week. And that's all. And until next time, bye.